Talking today with Dr. Kim Anderson of Oklahoma State University. We're at the Lahoma Wheat Field Day. And Kim, even as you were speaking to some wheat producers just a moment ago, you look down in this Kansas City, Chicago wheat futures. They're higher again today, have been in rally mode much of this week. Rather unexpected as we're harvesting wheat here in the Southern Plains.
Well, obviously, it's unexpected. The market reaction, you picked up 65 cents in 3 days. You're another, right now, 20, 25 cents. That's 90 cents right there. And I think the significance of the rally is looking at that downtrend that started late last winter and has went on through the spring. If this price holds today, then we will have broken that downtrend. Now, we're going to need another day close below on that July contract at $6.80. We're going to need another close above that Monday to confirm that we broke the downtrend. And I think that's the significance of this price move.
Let's talk a little bit about why we're seeing this market move up. I know you've talked about one of the factors being not fundamental, but rather commodity funds.
Yes, the funds have been near record short on sold positions in the wheat markets. The analysts have been talking about this for the last 6-8 weeks, that they were record short. And talking about when are they going to get out of those short positions. And it looked to me like, well, they want to hold the short positions as we got into harvest, as the trade, the elevators bought the wheat and had to sell the board, then the funds would, sell them their positions and take the profit. And what we're seeing is I think the yields are lower than expected, and the funds are seeing that these low prices are probably not going to hold, and they're spinning out of them earlier than the trade had anticipated and earlier than they wanted to do.
And they're not making they're giving up some of those profits, obviously.
You bet they're giving up some of those profits. And what we've seen is, just talking to the producers here, they're talking about 30% less yield than they thought they'd had a couple weeks ago. So you got lower expected production in Oklahoma, in Kansas, in the United States. Soft wheat isn't coming in as high as expected. You're hearing about Russia, Eastern Europe. Ukraine is probably coming in as expected, but was only expecting 40 to 50% of a crop there. Australia is having trouble planting, and so that's looking at your November December crops coming in. And so there's world production right now is not. We don't think it's going to be as high as we thought it was going to be last week.
You said that this rally is significant enough that it's definitely reason enough to go ahead and start selling some wheat into it.
I think so. You just don't know what's going to happen in this market. There's a lot of uncertainty. The market's giving you almost a dollar more than it was going to pay you early Monday morning. I think it's a wise move to sell into that, and it's going to allow producers to sleep at night. If next week we get into next week and the funds say, whoops, we want to stay short, we're going to sell into the, or not sell into the market, but sell into the market rather than the buying their positions out of it, we lose a dollar, you're going to lose a lot of sleep. If it goes up another dollars, you might regret selling a little bit, but you're going to sleep at nights because you got some more wheat to sell. So I think it's a wise choice to go ahead and sell some wheat into this price rally.
And it sounds like this is a year again that your mechanical strategy of a third, a third, a third makes a lot of sense.
With all the volatility in the market, there's a lot of room to go down in this market. Now, right now we've turned optimistic with but this is 4 days. This is 4 days of rallies, and we're getting optimistic in the market, and there's a lot of exuberance, and then producers won't sell because it's going higher, and that's going to cause it to go a little higher because the volume's not there, and then it's just going to, at some time, it's going to come back down or at least adjust lower. Staggering in the market, dollar cost averaging. Any financial analyst and advisor worth their salt on investing your money is going to tell you to do dollar cost averaging. Right now, prices are in the middle of the range. Remember, 2 years ago they were $3.50. Last year they were $8.50. We're in the middle of that range. This is a year, a third, a third, and a third.
Of course, a year ago, first of June, $9 cash wheat in central Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's And then, you know, what we were saying back then and what the market advisors were saying is, hey, sell a majority of your wheat into this. Take advantage of that $9. Yes, if we lose the foreign crops, it could go higher. But sell at least half, you know, two-thirds or three-fourths even. But sell at least half of it. And the year before when we were at 350, you know, it was down on the bottom. We were saying, you know, you might want to put in 20-25% to pay some bills. But, you know, at least keep half of it, preferably two-thirds. We're in the middle of this time, so it can go. It's got equal distance up and down, and a lot can happen, as we've seen in a week's time period.
You're saying that you've talked to some producers here that feeling less optimistic about yield prospects.
I haven't talked to anybody that's not less optimistic about their yield. We went out to a wheat patch with a producer showing us his best field, but there was some kind of lighter colored heads, and we roll those open and there's nothing in them, or there's heads that's half full. And we left that field knowing that that 50 bushel yield wasn't there and that the yield was going to be significantly less than he expected. And I think we're seeing that over the entire state and all the way up into Kansas.
So at this point, you know, looking forward, interesting last piece of advice that you gave folks as the wagon started to pull away. You said that at the end of the day, you're not going to market your way to total success.
You're not going to market your way to success. Price will take care of itself. It's exciting. It's exciting when you get a dollar increase in price. I mean, 40 bushel yield, that's $40 an acre difference today than Monday. That's exciting. Price will take care of itself. Where you're going to make your money is selecting the right variety. The way you're going to make your money is managing your cost. And you're not going to have the ability to make any money to even farm if you don't manage your finances. That's where the profit is made, is in production, cost, and managing finances. Price is going to take care of itself. Now, can you do something stupid in marketing? Yes, you can. And the number one stupid decision is to store a product too long. And with Oklahoma wheat, you normally have to have it sold by January 1.